Up in the Dumbo, smoking a gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck up for breeze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds. Up in the Dumbo, smoking the gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck up for breeze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds. More United we blocks before green, yeah, upping the. Up in the Dumbo, smoking the gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah, up in the jungle. Coke in the bundles, it's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hide in their hands, I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land, hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck up a breeze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds. Morris the fashion, horse we was smashing, kicking the door, waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion, eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon it formed against me was me. Perfected the storm as Bentley receipts. Washing the benches, we rinse and repeat. Sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me. Red as the pillar, I'm pushing the piece. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded the bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting.
Yes, yes, yes. How we doing on the audio? How we doing on the audio, y'all? Let me know, let me know, let me know. Peace, love, and light. Let me know, let me know, let me know. How we doing on the audio? Yo. How does the sound effects? Did we hear the sound effects? Are they coming in good? Are they coming in good? All right. Let's do the roll call. Let's see who is in the building. We got Mississippi up in this thing. M-I-S-S-S-S-S-S. Shout out to Mississippi. All right. Love and light. Peace to the Mississippians in the building. I see you. I see you. Salute. You know what I'm talking about? You said the vocals was good and the sound. Okay, let's just hope that that stays like that. Live from B-More. Shout out to B-More in the building. Shout out to Dayton, Ohio in the building. Shout out to Aspen in the building. Florida, Florida, land of the flowers. Los Angeles, Los Angeles and whatnot. Shout out to Los Angeles in the building. All right, Bridgeport, Connecticut. You know what I'm talking about? I see you, Bridgeport, Connecticut. All right. I see you. 504 in the building. What's happening in Louisiana? You know what I'm talking about? New Orleans up in this thing. Raleigh by way of Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you. Shame on you. Lou is in the building. We got Houston up in this thing. H-Town. I'm talking about Charlotte. You know what I mean? Shout out to Charlotte in this thing. How's everybody doing tonight? On this beautiful Friday. Greetings to everybody. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Third Eye Fridays. Let me see. What episode number are we on? I didn't even put that in a thing. We are on 172. All right. Yeah, 172 Harlem. Shout out to Harlem. What is happening, Harlem? Salute to Harlem in the building. You already know. Harlem World. You done know. You know what I'm talking about? You done know. Shout out to Harlem. Shout out to Flatbush. Shout out to Bed-Stuy. Shout out to BK, Queens, the BX. All right. 508 War Town. There's a war going on in their town. Shout out to 508 War Town. Day County. All right. Dumb Love. Shout out to Dumb Love, Day County. Right now. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, everybody in the building, I welcome peace, love, and light. Greetings. How's everybody doing? You know what I'm talking about? What's happening? What's happening? What's going on? I didn't go live last night, so we're going live tonight. So this is our makeup for Third Eye Thursdays. This is Third Eye Fridays. And we're going to be in the building, hopefully not too long. You know what I mean? It's a Friday, so I know people got things that they need to be doing and whatnot. So we're going to just tap in, you know what I mean? Touch on some of the things that went on since we last saw each other on Monday. A few news items. I was just on IG Live asking the audience, you know, what are some of the things that I should talk about? They scared to come outside. Yeah, that part. Okay, Portland. Portland in the building. Shout out to Portland. I'm talking about. So, yeah. There's a few things going on in the news that we'll touch on tonight. You know, a few items and whatnot. You said that you thought Wu-Tang was for the kids, but it is what it is. Shout out to Cam and Mace, my niggas. It is what it is. You know what I mean? The God has flaws. Yeah, you know, the God definitely has flaws, you know. That would be a great interview with the gods in the earth, and the title would be The Gods Has Flaws, right? It's a conversation that is just waiting to happen. I don't know if I'll be the one to facilitate that conversation, but there's a conversation that's waiting to happen, and that is amongst the gods and the earths. I think that it should be the gods and the earths that throw the panel so they don't feel like they're under divine judgment or somebody is pointing fingers at them and whatnot. But the nation of gods and earths, you know, and even Blue Pill touched on this, and I'm going to touch on it, and it's been touched on before, that even though these brothers were very righteous, right and exact, you know what I mean, the gods, you know what I mean, even though they were right and exact and they were outside for real, and they were spreading the good word, and they were outside, they were in the streets, in the gutter, in the trenches, waking up the killers, tapping in with the thugs, right? That's what the gods in the nation of the gods and the earths, you know, was representing in the late 70s and whatnot, and in the early 80s and things of that nature. The hood was inside of those, inside of that organization. They captured the minds and the hearts of the hood, bro. Real steppers and whatnot was down with the nation of gods and earths, right? Yeah, Killers as well. And they played a huge part, right? It wasn't like they was on the sidelines watching. It wasn't like they was the spectators and the knuckle draggers just started going crazy. No, it was them. Hold on. It was some of them. And they should have known better. But they was the ones on the highway finding quiet towns and tying it down. It was the gods. I rode dolo from state to state. Yeah, that was them. So they was coming to, they was bringing the lessons. They was exporting the lessons, and they was bringing the curse with them. The gift and the curse. They was transporting crack and guns. You feel me? They was exporting murder to the South and to the Midwest. You know, they were fathering seeds in these little towns and shit like that, and not raising them. Little niggas named Rakim, Dushan, Daquan. I don't know if they responsible for all of the Taviuses that's out here in Atlanta. Spontavious, Vontavious. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's their fathers and whatnot. I don't know if they was responsible for the rise in the Taviuses, Octavius. But they definitely seeded a large contingency of children outside of New York when they took their show on the road and whatnot. And they were spreading the crack game in the quote unquote, you know. Also, you know, some of them had the stick up game. You know what I mean? Hopping out of MPVs, 40G. Yeah, they was the niggas running in the era of rap, right? In the era of the 90s rap, Biggie, right? Or Bad Boy, right? They even showed a little bit of their quote unquote headbutting in the Hulu series, in the Wu-Tang series. They even showed how they wasn't feeling Biggie, right? So, as an archetype, Biggie represented what you know as the Big Willie, right? He represented the Big Willie. You know what I mean? Yeah, they dropped off plenty of them in Baltimore. Hell yeah, they did. Right? Oh, yeah, right? There you go. Yeah, okay. Right. So I'm not making it up. On the show, they show how they went to Ohio, right? Like Cameron said, we used to get it in Ohio. They went to Ohio to set up shop, right? RZA and Ghostface, they went to Ohio to sell that drug, sell that work, right? Okay. Supreme Team, right? The Supreme Team out of Queens and whatnot. Them is God bodies. Kenneth Supreme, my nigga. Supreme Team. Those was all God bodies. You know what I'm talking about? The niggas that 50 Cent hates. Those were all God bodies, killing shit, running it up. You know what I'm talking about? And like, once again, like I said, this is no judgment whatsoever. It's just an observation. You know what I mean? But I would love for a God body to come forward one day and bring some other gods. And I just want to hear the conversation. I can articulate how I feel about things or how what my perception is. But once again, I wasn't going out of town selling drugs with the gods. I was doing other things. But I wasn't in the drug game. You know what I mean? I wasn't in the crack game and stuff like that. That's not my repertoire. That wasn't what I was into. You feel me? You know. Your name is DeShavius. You have a congratulations, King, for having your dad in your life. You know what I mean? That's very important. You know, that is very important. You know, shout out to all of the fathers out there that's listening to this, that are in their children's lives and whatnot. You are appreciated. You are needed. You are respected. If nobody gives you the respect, if nobody acknowledges you, I will. I'm a father of three. You know what I mean? And I know how that it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. But at the end of the day, it is a blessing. It's something that you can, money can't buy this shit right here. You know what I mean? Money can't buy these experiences. You know, money can't buy waking up to your little one and whatnot, like hugging you and shit like that. Like, money can't buy none of these things. So if you're not in their lives, right, I will humbly, you know, ask you to reconsider, because there may be some pain involved, right? There may be something going on with the mother and whatnot. There may be some resentment involved. There may be the courts is in the middle of your shit. You know what I mean? I talked to somebody the other day, and he was like, yo, he had to pick his son up from the precinct. I'm like, your son got locked up? You know what I'm talking about? Like, your son got locked up? He was like, no, nigga, my son is 2 years old. I had to swap my son with the mother at the precinct. He was like, yo, that's court ordered. I'm like, nigga, what? He was like, yeah, I got to meet her at the precinct. I'm like, nah, nigga, are you serious? He was like, yeah. I was like, that's crazy. I couldn't, like, if it got to that extreme, I don't know what I would do. Shit crazy. You said what happened with Ghostface Killer? His son is LGBT. And his son was like, you know, he put some family business on the internet, try to air him out. You know what I'm saying? Son try to air him out. That son, though, is the same son that we see on the series. And I have to ask this question. I hope nobody judges me. But what the fuck? This nigga, Ghostface, was he older than RZA's sister? Because the way they got it set up in the show is giving heavy pedo vibes. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just saying. That was a little girl. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to get in nobody's business and whatnot, but you know, and I'm not about to start Googling and using the calculator and shit like that, subtracting. Now, I ain't about to do all of that. All I know is when I was watching the show, me and my Wiz, we would occasionally look at each other and be like, this nigga appears to be very older than her. But truth be told, that's how shit was going down when I was coming up. You know what I mean? That's how shit was happening. You know what I'm talking about? The shorties that I was checking for in high school, they was getting picked up by the older guards. You feel me? Niggas had Maximas and they was pulling up in cars. We had bus passes and whatnot. You know? The gods had flaws and the earths need to talk about. Yeah, Ghost had his first seed at 15. Okay, the god was only 15. That's what's up. You know what I mean? I know it's not just me, though. Who saw the Hulu series? Anybody? Anybody saw the Wu-Tang series and American Saga? The way that they was building up his character, Ghostface, it was like that nigga was mad older than RZA's sister. He was secretly sleeping with her. Remember that way he was creeping with her. That was his sneaky link, nigga. That was RZA's younger sister. So yeah, the son put some public information out there. And once again, like I said, I don't get into the dirty laundry too tough. I don't want to go through nobody's laundry. That's between them. That shit shouldn't even have hit the internet like that. But, you know, it's something that we just wanted to gloss over and, you know, talk about briefly. You know, shout out to all of the fathers out there. Once again, you are appreciated. As Father's Day rolls around the corner, we know we don't get no fucking love. We don't get no type of, you know, we don't get what we deserve. You know what I mean? That's kind of crazy, ain't it? And to be honest with you, all of that shit falls on the shoulders of the children, because the mothers, you know, if they're not in love with us, they're not going to give us what we deserve. So the only real love that we could receive from the world is through our children, who recognize our greatness, who recognize that we're not just some fucking accessories and whatnot, that we mean something, you know what I mean? Who treat us like they really love us without the conditions. That's something that you can't buy, bro. You know what I mean? And we be needing that. So shout out to all of the fathers. I see you. If no one does, and I don't know if me seeing you means anything, you know what I'm talking about, but I see you, you know, and I encourage you to continue to push and continue to add on and continue to be there, be strong, be that example that they need, right? And, you know, just always hold your head high and know that your little one is always looking up to you, even if they cursing you out, even if they, you know, they turn into teenagers and they start rebelling and whatnot, right? I did. I rebelled. I treated my parents like they did something wrong to me. You know what I mean? And they didn't. You know, I rebelled. So I know how that shit is. And to be honest with you, that's one of my fears. You know what I mean? That's one of my fears, that one of my children will give me back what I gave my parents. I'm being very transparent right now. I'm being very revealing and whatnot. You know, that's one of my fears. Because I can't, as a parent, man, I cannot imagine. I can't imagine. If my child put me through the shit that I put mine through, fam, I'm gonna be bald headed. Fuck the gray hair. I'm gonna be bald headed with mad stress marks. I'm gonna be stressed out. God damn it. Because that ain't that, you know, children could drive you up the wall with they shit, bro. And these little children, this new generation, the crazy shit that they on, yeah, they'll have you ready to fucking jump off of the Brooklyn Bridge. So, yeah, once again, cleaning up karma clears that up on the bloodline. Yeah, well, henceforth, why I am doing a lot of community service, you know, daily. I don't take a day off, you know. All of the shit that I'm doing is to clean karma up, truth be told. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of the shit that I'm doing is considered community service, and I'm really doing it to clean up my credit karma. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what level of karma I may have in the universe. You know what I mean? I wasn't out there doing crazy, crazy shit. But the sins of the father, they hit the son, or they hit the seed and whatnot. So you got to be very clean. You got to make sure your hands is clean. If you was out there selling crack and shit like that, or if you was out there catching bodies and shit like that, or if you was out there really getting your hands dirty, and you know what that means. We're not in romper room, my niggas. This is not Sesame Street. You know what getting your hands dirty is. If that was you, man, woman, they, them, whatever the fuck you are, you know what I mean? If that was you, then I would highly suggest that you become of service, right? Not in this community only. You know, fuck it. Branch out. You know what I mean? Go help disabled children and whatnot. You know, especially if you were selling crack and whatnot. Go and help children with autism, children with birth defects, because that was your work right there. You had a hand in that. You know? You played a part in that shit. You know what I'm talking about? So if I was you, I would go clean that shit up. You know what I'm talking about? I would find many different roles of servitude, and I would be of service. You know what I mean? I would be of service. People don't realize that my whole family, we're of service. Like, we're service providers, you know? And I don't have a problem doing that, because like I said, I'm here to clean up my karma from my first 30 years on the planet. You know what I mean? However long I got on this bitch, I still got to clean up 30 years, right? Of experiences, of shit that I was doing when I was considered to be unconscious. You know? Got to put in that work. This shit is not about me anymore. You know, you shake that selfish shit off once you realize that it's bigger than you, right? Hopefully, especially for my fathers out there, hopefully when you become a father, you know what I mean? Like, it's not rocket science, because once you become a father, that's the main time that, you know, that is the quote unquote that's the precipice of change. And then you begin to realize that this shit is bigger than you, right? That there's a whole nother human being dependent on you, right? So then you realize it's not about you anymore. So you could break out of that selfishness, that the culture, right? Not that your environment, the culture, the everything surrounding you, all of the signals, everything that every 360 degrees that you turn, the culture is prepping us, right? Preparing us, grooming us to be about ourselves, to be selfish. Like, fuck these niggas. Especially if you're a drug dealer, you got into that game and whatnot. Once you pick up that rock and you make a sale, it's me against the world and whatnot. There is no teamwork in drug and crack selling. The fuck is you talking about? How many crack selling teams, nigga, made it to the championship? There is no crack selling teams. That's an individual thing. It's highly selfish. You dig? So it always pays to be of service. Find your position and play it. You feel me? Find your position and play it. And I'm telling that to the people out there who know that their hands is dirty. Yeah, you could monetize your skills and things of that nature, but there's also levels of service that you'll get no money for. You'll get no kickback. No kickback whatsoever. You just got to put in that work and clean your hands. You should look into that. Moving on. Rising power to Tina Turner. You know, one of the greats. A living legend. How many more living legends do we have? You know, pretty much the giants of the 80s era, the pop, what do they call that? Pop music, right? That's Prince, Michael Jackson. You know, we don't have too many people left over. The numbers are getting very, very slim. The numbers are getting very slim on that side. You know, Diana Ross is still with us. There's a few more hanging on, but a lot of our legends are crossing over to become part of the pantheon of the ancestors. And that's a great thing. They're not going to be here forever. That's a great thing. Put Tina on your shrine. You know what I'm talking about? Play her music in the house as you clean up, or as you just dance and shit, you know what I mean? You dance, you get that energy going for Memorial Weekend and whatnot. Put that Tina on. Ladies, put your stilettos on and you know, and do your motherfucking thing. Do, you know, dance like your life depending on it. We do have legends. Let me not stop. You know, we got Stevie with us, we got Smokey with us, you know what I mean? Is Dionne Warwick still with us? You know, we got Diana Ross. You know, there's a few holdouts from that era. Quincy is with us, but they're a handful. And we must, you know, we must come to the, you know what I mean? Like, their day is coming. Anita Baker, Patty. Did you say Jeffrey Osborne? Oh, You know, I was thinking about Ozzy Osbourne. Roy, why you said Dr. Dre, my nigga? Come on, fam. Do we count Madonna? Nah, we don't fuck with Madonna over here. You know what I mean? She will make a lot of noise when she leaves, but she's high on a ladder of witches in inside of the music industry. She snatches souls. She did a fucking job on Big Daddy Kane and Tupac. You know what I mean? Madonna got graveyard box. We don't rock with her like that. You know what I'm talking about? Pam Grier. Yo, Roy, don't bring up the rappers, please. You bringing up rappers and whatnot. We ain't even talking about rappers. We talking about the R&B people from the era right before rap. Like Tina Turner, she precedes rap. Harry Belafonte, he precedes rap. The Isley Brothers and all of them, they precede it, even though they're part of it. You know what I mean? But they come before it. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about them. You know? I'm talking about that generation, that era. Frankie Beverly and them. They're the ones at risk right now. You know what I mean? They're the ones. Josephine Baker. Nigga, she been... Come on, what are you talking about? So, you know... And nobody will replace them. Nobody. That's how you know that you stare in greatness, right? Nobody can replace a Gladys Knight, a Chaka Khan, a George Clinton. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. That's almost impossible. They don't make human beings of the same quote-unquote stock. Think horses, right? Not to compare humans with horses, but think horses. For you know, y'all do the Kentucky Derby and whatnot. Think pedigree and stock. That's such a thing. For everybody that's under the impression that they lied to you when you was in school and said everybody is equal, and no, they're not. No, they're not. Different people come from different stocks and different pedigrees, bro. Different grades. Everybody's not the same. Let's be fucking clear. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. Oh, yeah. Sade. Sade. Anita Baker. You know what I'm talking about? R. Kelly is not old enough. We talking about old, we talking about past 60 type shit. Let's just keep it on that. We talking past 60. We ain't talking about the rappers of today and or the rappers of the 80s. No offense to them, but they'll have their time. Their time is not right now where they're gonna they have a whole generation that precedes them that they need to make their exit and whatnot. And there's nothing wrong with that. We have to be able to embrace, you know, life as the way this shit is set up. Everybody has a date. There's nothing to basically, you know, boohoo. And, you know, these people have lived some very, very illustrious lives. And they immortalize themselves. Their music, their name is going to live longer than them. Yeah. Look out for Lion Richie, because that nigga was out there singing for Charles. And I ain't talking about Flannery. He was out there in the UK singing for Charles and whatnot. So, yeah, let's cover Lionel and make sure he's okay. Yeah, we mostly talking about the 60s and the 70s era music icons. You know what I mean? You know? Al Gritz, right? Yeah, Al Gritz. Protect that man. You know what I'm talking about? All the backup singers who hit the Soul Train stage. But yeah, their music is immortalized, you know? if they would allow sampling in hip hop a little bit more, they would even be more immortalized. But when they kind of stopped that, they were messing with the magic. They were fucking with the magic because the samples are like, they help with the time traveling. You know, they help with the time traveling. Do this, Slim Sid, because, you know, this is a history lesson and whatnot. And you know, you could benefit from this. We've been dropping names through this show. You know what I mean? You got access to Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube is free, YouTube Music. Go ahead, man. Go on, go down memory lane and whatnot. Go and take some of them names that we threw out there and, you know, go and spin through some of their music. You know, turn the lights out. I promise you, you're going to feel something. Fuck hearing it. You're going to feel something that you need to feel. You know what I mean? For a generation that's somewhat desensitized, you're going to start feeling some shit that you need to feel. That soul music is real music. And when the producers was putting samples in the hip hop beats, that was our time traveling machine, because we would hear the beat and be like, oh, that's that shit our moms used to play on Saturday when they was cleaning up the house. Oh, that's the shit that they was playing at the rent party. Oh, that's that disco song that my moms and them used to dance to the minute it came on. And now it's on a hip, it's sampled inside of a hip hop beat and whatnot. So the music, the samples, the beats that was coming out from Marley Marl, Pete Rock, you know what I mean? Even when Ye started sampling shit, that right there, right? That right there was our power up. You feel me? That was our power right there. We were powering up just listening to the beat, not even the lyrics and whatnot, just the instrumentals alone was taking us on a time traveling expedition and whatnot. And it was was powering us up. That shit was real therapeutic for us. You know, y'all know you got to pay. Niggas is not paying. So they not sampling the way that they were sampling in the 80s and whatnot. They not paying. They not paying. Yeah, nobody's even cloned Erykah Badu. You know what I mean? So people be trying to act off Hossa Diddy and whatnot. You know, today is Miles Davis. Yes, yes. Happy birthday to the one and only, the incomparable, the iconic Miles Davis, right? The iconic Miles Davis. You know? Kendrick did what? Oh, yeah. Kendrick did with the Marvin Gaye song. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's you know, you're going to hear samples here and there, but it's never at the pace that it was in the 90s and whatnot, when the producers were being wild creative and they was coming up with all of these breakbeats and these loops and these samples in their music. Now you catch the fucking drill rappers is out here using samples and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, and yeah. And they've made samples 90s and 2000s. They're not even going super duper far back. But let them lift up that quote unquote law where they could allow samples back. Oh, I'm gonna become a producer. That's when I'm throwing my hat in the ring. I'm gonna get on my producing shit because I got a whole collection of wax of albums that I want to sample. I ain't doing it right now because I'm not trying to get sued and whatnot, but I'm ready to bring that sound back. October London is the rebirth of Marvin Gaye. I'm going to have to check that out. Don't sleep on doo-wop. Who's doo-wop? The Griselda brought in a whole new wave of creative sampling. Yeah, they did. They definitely did. You know, shout out to Alchemist. Shout out to Derringer, you know, all of their producers and whatnot who got that sound. Salute to them. You said Beyonce could do what? What can Beyonce do? Enlighten me, please. She's a beast, you know what I mean? In her rightful own, she's definitely an anomaly. But what can she do? You know? Because when she tried to do over the shit that we all danced to at the barbecue, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. She didn't body that. She could have left that alone. You know? October London signed with Death Row. Why? The fuck? Why she did that for? Oh, Beyonce's could get samples? Yeah. I'm sure. You know? I'm sure she could get clearances and whatnot. I'm definitely sure she could do that. You know? Even that Griselda sound, that shit is getting played out, though. I think that they already hit their feet. I think they hit their apex. That's an unpopular opinion and whatnot, but I don't know how much more I could be moved by the music. You know, there's like two artists on the label that's really wild cards. They could probably do some shit that hasn't been done, and that would be Stove God. And my brother loves him some kind way, but you know, I'm leaning more towards Benny. You know what I mean? But yeah, how much you could do coke? I mean, like the coke rap, this is coke connoisseur rap. This is coke avant-garde rap. You know what I mean? You know, this is this is the music that you play to while you listen to Basquiat, while you look at a Basquiat and you listen to coke rap, sipping on some Earl Grey tea. But you said if you hella chop up the samples, you don't gotta pay for sample clearance. They running that shit through AI, bro. They running that shit through AI. They know they could reverse engineer that, man. They could reverse engineer that. Them niggas will wake you up out of your sleep with either a cease and desist or with a lawsuit. I'm good. I just think that we should bring the instruments back. You remember like in the movie theaters where they had the big ass studio and then they had like an orchestra? You know what I mean? I think that they should bring that back. Pusha T still rap about coke? Yeah, and Pusha T is mid. Pusha T is mid. Do you think the soul artists were influenced? Of course. Of course, I grew up in my household. All we listened to was jazz. You feel me? The soul music was like side B type shit, but side A was jazz. Coltrane, Max Roach, you know, Miles Davis, you know what I mean? Dizzy Gillespie, all of that. I grew up to all of that. My father has about 5,000 albums. 5,000 jazz out. He got everything, god damn it. That's all he listens to. You don't talk about. And he smokes his cools, you know what I'm saying? And he listens to jazz. And that's his shit. You know what I mean? That's his shit. Rome Streets. Yeah, he get busy. He get busy. You know what I'm talking about? He get busy. You know? He got that old... Sound like he remind me of like Group Home back in the 90s. He remind me of Group Home and shit. You know, his pen is kind of crazy, but that shit is boring to me. You know, it's kind of boring to me, bro. Jay Dilla mastered the art of sampling. Whoo, man, you brought him up. Man. I was in Detroit matter of fact, 7 days ago to today, I believe, I was in Detroit. And Yeah, I was listening to some music and whatnot by some producers. Fire. Shout out to my dude, Filthy. You know what I mean? Fire. Fire. He played us some shit. That old J Dilla sound, that soulful Detroit sound. Like, they got a whole sound out there. And, yeah, we about to hop on some music. But shout out to J Dilla. You dig? Herbie Hancock. And I ain't talking about you niggas grew up listening to Kenny G. That Herbie can't, no disrespect to Herbie Hancock, but I don't know if that's the, if you talking about, is, did you mention that as jazz? Hmm? Are you throwing his name in there like jazz? Yes. Charles Mingus and Thelonious Monk. Top of the tier shit. You know what I'm talking about? Top of the tier. You know, that's my dad's shit. So hell yeah, them artists was influenced by jazz. You know what I mean? That to me, that's the illest art form. That would be the illest out of all of them. You know, can't fuck with the jazz, yo. Like, it's just, it's a whole nother. You ever listen to jazz on shrooms? Yeah. Herbie is jazz. But he got commercialized later on. You feel me? Yes, Herbie did play with Miles. But the Herbie Hancock that I'm talking about is the commercialized Herbie Hancock when he won the Grammy and whatnot, mid-80s Herbie. They kind of like, you know, they commercialized them a little bit like how they commercialized the Branford Marcellus in them. You know, the Marcelluses got a little commercialized in a, you know, in a scheme of things, you know. One day you'll have the courage. It does take courage. You know why? Because there's a lot of misconceptions. You know what I'm talking about? People think that they're taking acid or something. You know, there's so much fear around psilocybin that I could understand that people want to big up their little courage before they get into it. If I had it my way, in a perfect world, we would definitely have we would be in a state where it's completely legal, right? Like Oregon and DC. And we would have a facility that would facilitate new first time users, right? And we would make it an immersive experience and something that you'll never forget. You know what I'm talking about? We would make it something that you'll never forget, but it won't be no scary shit. It'll be so calm, so relaxing, so welcoming, so inviting, right? We will set the tone through aromatherapy. We will set the tone through sounds like waterfalls, you know, shit like that, 432 hertz, shit like that. You know what I mean? Everything will be perfect. So your experience will match that. You think once shrooms become mass adopted, they're going to tinker with it like they do with weed? It's on the way to be mass adopted. There's articles out right now that says it's the new weed. Right? They said it's the new weed, right? Shrooms is the new weed. Let me look that up. It's the new party drug. Because once people realize the medicinal properties, right, of it, it was like, oh shit, you know, you can heal from this. You said what happened to them retreats? What retreat you talking about in particular? What retreats are you talking about? Right, here you go. There's mad articles on magic mushrooms being the next marijuana, right? Because they've, especially with, I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta and they doing shrooms like they was doing weed. Like a lot of the weed dudes got shrooms now. Like, yeah, I got the shroom. You know what I mean? The first legal mushroom dispensary opens in Ybor City. I didn't know that it was legal in Tampa. I did not know that. So as you can see in some of these articles, there's a lot of pushes to legalize magic mushrooms. They got that shit at Schedule 1, I believe. So, you know, you don't want to get caught up in the whipping tin. And you got some shrooms on you, nigga, they're going to treat you like you moving that boy. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to treat you like you moving that boy. So you got to be very careful with that until that shit goes fully legal and whatnot. But once people realize that it has healing properties to it, and then, of course, at the end of the night, you know, people start smacking bellies and whatnot. So I'm sure that once somebody realized that you could smack bellies on shrooms and it could be a galactic experience, meaning that you could feel like you're in a motherfucking, that you got beamed up to the Starship Enterprise, then that shit took off. You know what I'm talking about? That shit took off. Will I ever have a shroom excursion in a different country? Yeah, why not? Why not? I definitely would do that in another country, like somewhere tropical. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They had shroom bars in the dispensary already. I didn't see it. I didn't know nothing about that. Said taking shrooms with Neuralink. Now that right there is going to be stupid. That's going to be stupid when you got the Neuralink set up, hook up to your brain and you on the fucking boomies and whatnot, and then the Neuralink will be able to print out what you're seeing. Because you know they could do that already with some of the AI technology. I believe it was, I think it was ChatGPT, one of those AI LLM large language models, they were able to see people's thoughts based off of their MRIs, because you're sending out electrical signals. So the technology is advanced to the point to whereas the electrical signals could now be interpreted in image form. They're showing the images that people are thinking. So there's a level of mind reading that they're saying that can take place, you know? So just look out for that. You doubt shrooms will interact with technology spiritually? I could Google it. Are you serious? That's definitely something that's coming. To be honest with you, the people in Silicon Valley, the people working for OpenAI, Meta, Facebook, you know, big tech. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please believe, beyond a reasonable doubt, right, that these people are microdosing and they're taking a lot of trips within. Right? Please believe that they are experimenting with psilocybin, DMT, bufu, heavy on the side of big tech. That's where they're having these breakthroughs, right? That's where they're coming down. They're downloading all of these quote unquote ideas, right? Because they're tapping in. They're having spiritual awakenings and whatnot. And they're having experiences. And those experiences are rewarding. Those experiences are rewarding. And if you're really tapped in, you could bring inventions. You could bring lyrics, storylines, visions, designs. All of those things could be bring to Malkuth. You could bring all of those into the physical world by tapping in. And then people are already doing that. The metaverse failed already. Pay attention. The metaverse is going to make a comeback. I promise you. As soon as that crypto start rallying back, that metaverse shit ain't going nowhere. Because once Apple releases the... They got a headset, a virtual headset that they're about to release, right? They got a virtual headset. It's going to be augmented reality and virtual reality. Apple is about to the trillion-dollar number one one of the number one countries in the world. I mean, one of the number one companies in the world, the number one tech company in the world, Apple, is coming out with virtual glasses. It's going to be better than the Oculus. That's going to reinvigorate the quote unquote metaverse. So if I were you, you had a few dollars, I would throw those few dollars and buy me some digital real estate. You know what I mean? You should hedge against the fact that that digital real estate is going to go up very soon. Yes, yes. Once you eat a shroom, you do realize what tech really is. Tech and me don't go along very well when I'm on shrooms. You know? Hell yeah, it's good to be on. What are you talking about? Nigga. Is it okay for a fish to swim? You feel me? Like, yeah. If you on shrooms and you in album mode, if you could maintain that shit, you could do some shit that you haven't done before. Like you could have a breakthrough. You know, spiritually based technology would mostly be technology, this, you know, intuition, mind reading, telepathy, teleportation, astral traveling. Nigga, that's technology. That's spiritual technology. Being a seer. Where's my seers at? What's the number for today? Let me go play the fucking scratch off or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like seers, people who can see into the future, soothsayers. That's technology. You said we're being harvested. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit. Why wouldn't we harvest a whole bunch of shit? Why wouldn't we be harvested? You know, think about that. We do it to all other lower level species. And I know you at this point, you do know that there are higher level species out there. I'm not that arrogant to think that we are the end all be all. You know. And those higher species, it would only be right if they were to harvest the lower species. That's how it works. This is a pyramid, right? It is a food chain, right? It is a pyramid and it is a food chain. If you're not at the top of that food chain, nigga, you're food. That's how that works. If it comes to find out that you're not sitting on top of that pyramid, you're not the capstone, nigga, then you're on the lower rungs and you're just food. And it's okay. Because niggas got to eat meat. Yeah, the chocolate shrooms is crazy. However, it don't have the same effect on me personally than eating that shit raw. Pause. I put a little bit of honey on it. And then I just hit it. I take it to the face. You know what I mean? I take it to the face, you know. Is what LSD. I don't do it. I don't. We're not talking about no chemicals tonight. We're not talking about chemicals that come out of a lab. We're talking about plant-based medicines that come from the mycelium network, right? Naturally. They're growing shit. Cow dung, right? Grows in the dark. That's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about chemicals. I don't promote chemicals. I don't fuck with chemicals like that. You don't need chemicals. You feel me? Don't start fucking with chemicals until you've exhausted everything that's natural first. Don't mix chemicals with shit that's born, that's grown naturally out the ground. I mean, even with the marijuana and the THC, you gotta be like tippy toeing with it, but it still grows from, you could plant a motherfucking seed in the ground and it will grow into a plant. You know, into a plant. That's what I'm talking about. And even those have chemical components to it, the soil and all kind of other shit. But I'm not promoting near chemical. For the record. I don't promote none of that. You know, I don't promote none of that. Gotta be from the earth, right? It gotta be from the earth. You know what I mean? If I'm gonna promote anything, just the simple fact that I'm on this show tonight promoting alternatives, that's kind of out of left field and whatnot. But if I'm gonna speak on anything, I'm going to definitely speak on anything only if it's grown from the earth. You know. Yeah, the mushroom, the boomy tea with the lemon juice, you know, all of them shits is cool, but it's like a microdose. The chocolate bar, the tea, you know, they'll get you buzzing, but nothing compares, in my humble opinion, because I did the heroic dose and everything. Nothing compares to just taking that shit to the face. It's, you know, you start yawning and whatnot. You said Rudra has been on your mind for the last 3 or 4 years. What can you do to answer the call? Rudra or mudras? You want to take shrooms in the park, but you got to be around the right people. Oh, man, you damn sure got to be around, because you'll get your shit blown by the wrong person. Don't have no goofies around you, because the thing is, you're going to pick up on their energy. You're going to see what you probably haven't seen because you was in denial about who was in front of you. You'll see them for who they are. If you want to really see what a person is really on, just take some shrooms and be around them. You're going to pick up on everything. It's not like, and once again, get it out of your mind that this is acid, because acid makes you hallucinate. That's a chemical, right? LSD and all of that, it's a chemical. It helps with hallucinations. I ain't talking about hallucinations. If you start and hallucinate, then you on the wrong fucking, you know what I mean? I'm talking about you become tapped into an unknown source that will communicate with you the same way. And I use this example, right? The same way that when your phone, you buy your phone from Apple and you don't connect it to the Wi-Fi, right? But the minute you connect it to the Wi-Fi, you connect it to a system. You don't know where this system is at, but you know that this system exists because this system is powering up billions of other phones. So this system is fully functional and it has the numbers to prove it. So when you go on Wi-Fi, you start downloading shit from the cloud and whatnot. That is exactly what psilocybin is. You know what I mean? You're going to connect yourself to the Wi-Fi of nature. You're going to connect to the Wi-Fi of the source. And you will begin to download information that you probably, that was stuck sitting in the cloud and in the Akashic records and whatnot. It will open up and you will begin to receive those downloads. A heroic dose is over 5 grams. If you were to tap into the heroic dose, then more than likely you're going to have stronger downloads, right? You mean Rudra, the lecturer? The Rudra, the lecturer? Yeah, grown. Clouds was talking. I did some ayahuasca and the stars started talking to me. The fucking stars, my nigga. It was crazy. the stars started talking. You know? You took shrooms and went to the Heat game. You a legend. Yeah, you don't need it to see who people are. Yeah, they will show you. They will show you. But the shrooms is going to give you divine insight. You know? Okay, cool. You know? You know? Yep, Vulture's correct. You want to do it in a clean, dark room, right? You don't want no filth around you. You don't want, you know, you don't want struggle conditions when you're on your shrooms. And you just want a clean environment. Okay? You want a clean environment. And if you're not inside of the house, which I don't necessarily recommend all of the time, you would want to be somewhere in nature, forest bathing. You could be in daylight. It could be at nighttime. But you should have what is considered to be like a shaman. It don't have to be some nigga out of the mountains of Peru and whatnot. Just somebody who is going to be there for you in case you need anything from them. Yeah, anything dirty when you defocalize is gonna mess it up. It's gonna mess it up. You want to be around cleansiness. If you could throw on all white and take a shower, don't have sex the day of. Don't watch porn the day of. Don't, you know, you want to retain your seed. Don't eat that fucking impossible chitlin sandwich the day of. You feel me? You might not want to do the pulled pork or the fucking beef brisket the day of. Don't drink a 40 the day of. You know what I mean? Is there a dispensary in the U.S.? Hell yeah. I was in, right on tour. We was in, I went into the dispensary in Chicago. That shit looked like Walmart. Like Target, matter of fact. You know what I'm talking about? I went into the dispensary in Philadelphia. No, there was one in Boston. This dispensary's all over. They got shit in Detroit. The Arabs is running that. And they got them in Chicago. You know? So you want your vessel to be somewhat clean when you go ahead on your journey and whatnot. You know what I mean? Think about it. If you go fly in the air and whatnot, niggas' mamas is like, yo, your ass better take a shower before you get on the plane. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'd be like, why? If I crash, it's more than likely I'm going into the water. You know what I'm talking about? If I hit a fucking mountain, you know what I mean? If I had on a fucking dirty undershirt, it doesn't matter. She's like, no, nigga. The dirt is what attracts bad energy. You know what I mean? So it's like, you don't go in the airport. You ever, yo, take your shoes off before you go through TSA. You ever took your shoes off and your feet was bumping, my nigga? No. You wash your ass before you get into the friendly skies, my nigga. I hope you do. You know what I'm talking about? What if you sitting in the middle of the three seats? You know what I mean? And you're not at the window seat. You sitting between two burly ass white people and they smelling like mayonnaise and fucking bologna sandwiches. They smelling like liverwurst. Yeah, nigga, wash your ass. So before you get into the Shroomingtons, wash your ass. You know what I mean? Get clean. Get clean, bro. You want to clean. Yeah, clean drawers and all of that. You just want to be cleansiness is definitely next to godliness, right? It's definitely next to godliness. So wash your ass before you get on shrooms. Brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Clip your fucking toenails, my nigga. Groom yourself. Because you're going on a flight. You're going on, you're traveling. You're going to travel within. Spirit Airlines, nigga. The real Spirit Airlines. You taking a trip? Interstellar traveling, right? Interstellar traveling. That's where you going. That's definitely where you're going. So you want to be clean, you know? You want to even smell good. You said no drawers, preferably. What the? What are you talking about? Said no drawers. I'm just saying, look, on some Tina Turner shit. You know what I mean? Spirit told me to tell y'all this weekend, dance naked. You know? Not at the Pink Pony Express, my nigga. Don't dance naked outside. Dance naked in your home. Pull your shades down and let it all hang out. You know what I'm talking about? If you got to put on your stilettos and whatnot so you could feel real Tina-like, then you do that. You know what I'm talking about? Fellas, if you got to get on your Leroy shit from Fame, my nigga, you niggas is bouncing off of walls and shit, doing splits, nigga, if you on your Tupac ballerina, nigga, do that. But the power, right? The activated principle with Tina Turner is the dance. You know what I mean? It's the dance. And we all know, isn't it Memorial Weekend, right? So this is a great time to pay tribute to the ancestors, right? It's Memorial Weekend. You can reinterpret it however you want to. We are memorializing things. So she made transition at a great time because it puts into context the ancestors, right? The pantheon of the ancestors that are all around us. You know what I'm talking about? We have some very powerful ancestors in the ancestor realm. And when do they get celebrated? When do we dance to their music? When do we give thanks to them? When do we hail praises on them? When do we throw roses at them? When do we, you know, feed them on the altar? I think this quote unquote next few days would be an opportune time to do that. While you put Tina Turner on a Bluetooth and let that shit rock. And then a little bit of Harry Belafonte. You know what I mean? He did some Calypso tunes, right? You said Memorial Drive, Decatur. You know. You dropping an EP? Yeah, Papa Shroom. And listen, if you can. Where your EP at? Where you dropping it at? You gonna put it in my inbox, right? Let me hear that. You know what I'm talking about? Let me hear that. You know? I would say if you were on shrooms, the best type of music to listen to is jazz and then soul music. And then, first of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim, West Side.
To this day.
Yeah, some Tupac, nigga.
To this day.
You think I'm playing? I listen to Biggie and Tupac on some Golden Teachers. And I was like, this is a fucking versus right here. This is a versus. This is the real versus because it sounds different. I don't know if you know it or not. But the music hit differently when you on them things. It hit differently. It sound different. You hear everything. You hear everything. I was hearing all of the instruments. Real talk. But jazz, I would say Coltrane, you know, what's that song? My son was born to this song. Let me see. What's the song? Very famous Coltrane song. I remember being on some boomies and I just played that shit. I played a Love Supreme, right? I was playing a Love Supreme back to back to back. So when we was in the delivery room, I told my wife, I was like, yo, we're going to play this music right here. Oh, in a sentimental mood. This shit right here. This one of the best composed songs ever written or ever performed. So she was in labor listening to this. I made sure that when my son came through that portal and whatnot, that was the music, that was the sound, that was the frequency, right? Those that's what welcomed him into this world. You feel me? Yeah. Sentimental Mood, one of the best, quote unquote, composed songs that you could ever hear. It's a portal for real. That song, right? On, because like I said, the shrooms, shit is like a fucking, it's gonna take you places. It's almost like a space shuttle. And that song has so many pockets in it that you could go through many, you could go through many places on that shit. I'm talking about dark room, straight meditation with that playing, and you out of here. You be tapping into Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. That is the cheat code. I just gave y'all somewhat of a cheat code, but it's the jazz. The jazz is the cheat code. The soul music, though, that's the super cheat code as well. But these brothers was dealing with high science. Whole nother, they was dealing with pockets. Remember, you had some of the jazz musicians, these niggas was on that boy. Heavily doped up. You know what I'm talking about? Heavily doped up. On that poppy. On them poppy seeds. On that horse. You know? And they was just tapping in. They was hitting fucking, you know? They was tapping in, bro. You know what I'm talking about? So you could pick up on some of that. When you on them boomies and whatnot, you'll know who composed their music when they were under the influence. You know, Ray Charles. Ooh, yeah, definitely Ray Charles. You know, that whole fucking Motown movement, Stax, the Philadelphia sound. I'm talking about all that shit. You know. But that would proceed after jazz. I would give the jazz, and then I would also give a little bit of Sun Ra. I don't know if everybody's ready for Sun Ra. You know what I mean? I don't know if you could even control that Sun Ra. You know what I mean? He's like the ODB of those days. Sun Ra would be like the ODB. His style is undefined. You know, his style is undefined. You know, yes, Isaac Hayes. Shh, man, my nigga Barry White. You know, was Beethoven off it when he was composing? You know, these people wasn't sober back in those days. Like, let's be clear. They was like, these niggas was on coca. They was chewing coca leaves and shit like that. Like, everybody wasn't super sober back in those days. You know, we apply modern day connotations to shit that took place hundreds of years ago. And we apply modern day morality to the past. And that's not how shit go. We assume that because we are what we are these days, that's how they was back in those days. And that's not how it was. They had cocaine in the mummies, nigga. Them niggas, the pharaohs was doing coke. You know what I'm talking about? These niggas was eating shrooms and all kind of shit. You know? Coca-Cola had real cocaine in it. You dig? That's what it had. Yeah, the Dynasty, that was my shit, bro. The intro, that might be the best intro ever. That might be the best intro ever on a Jay-Z album. Beethoven was on that white. You know what I'm talking about? It was on that boy and that girl. You know? Niggas was on, yeah, they was on some shit back then. They was fucking with chemicals too. They was experimenting. They had their chemicals back then. So, yeah. I think a lot of those, a lot of them were, I don't think all of them, but I think there was a lot of defocalization taking place. And people was definitely out of their mind when they was tapping in. You know? And then think about it. They didn't have the distractions that we have today. They didn't have TV. They didn't have radio. They didn't have fucking blockbuster movies, nigga. They didn't have the internet. You know what I mean? They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have none of these things. So they were able to focus on their craft. Their craft was Hollywood. Their craft was comparable to the music industry. You know what I mean? They were perfecting their crafts without all of the distractions of today, where it's you know, it's not as easy as it was back then. Yeah. You see what I mean? I know what I'm talking about, right, Kush? That intro. It's the illest Jay-Z intro ever. It's the Dynasty, niggas, as promised. As the theme song in Sopranos plays to my keys of life like a... Oh, hold on. That's my shit right there. Coke is only illegal because Flays was breaking free. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? They were shooting them niggas and they wasn't dropping. They was like, yeah, we got to outlaw this shit. These niggas is super saiyans on that cocaina. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas was turning into Supermans. You read the articles. They have the old propaganda articles where they was talking about it. Yeah, the food was different. The air was different. The fluoride wasn't in the water supply. Right? The quote-unquote electrical wires that are up here blocking shit. And that wasn't even the electrical poles and shit. That wasn't even up like that. You know? They thought the coke were giving the slaves an awakening. It was. It was real. It was giving them powers. You know? Yeah, shout out to Sauce God. Shout out to Sauce God. Bars. But yeah, man, shit crazy out there, you know? So, Tina Turner, you know? And I'm sure that there'll be more. You know what I mean? But we got to put them properly in their rightful place. You know what I mean? Amongst the pantheon of the legends. And this is more so for the newer audience, the young gods, the young goddesses and whatnot. This really ain't about, you know, this is for y'all to rediscover, or for you to discover these artists, these legacy artists and whatnot. We want you to find out the greatness of them. I don't take a trip too often. Maybe every 6 months. You know, I'm balanced with my tripping, because I don't want it to ever be to where my tolerance gets to a level to where I gotta fucking OD in order to get some type of response. You know, I remember that the trees had me getting like that for a minute. I was blowing through a 3.5 in like a few hours. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I need more. That's when that's that GMO with the Fetty in it. And, you know, they got niggas low key addicted to weed like crackheads. That's why we had to, where's the bags at? That's why we got our own strain. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we got our own strain, because I really don't trust what's on market right now. I don't trust what's on market. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what the hell that shit is smoking. I don't know what it is, bro, because it'll have a nigga cracked out. Fuck around. You know what I'm talking about? They'll have a nigga like that. Like, yo, you got more of that za? That za? You know? But yeah, I'm looking for the packs. I don't know where they at. But anyway. You ate one psilocybin and had a booming headache, curled up for hours. Once again, you got to set the table correctly, right? Once again, do not take any medication before 24 hours before that. I would fast. I would do fruits and water 24 hours to prepare my body. Because keep in mind, you taking the shrooms, when it hits your stomach, that's when the reaction starts to take place. It's tapping into your, you know, there's a reaction that's going to take place within your stomach and your intestines and whatnot. And that's when it starts to absorb into your bloodstream. So you don't want all kind of stuff that's inside of your stomach when you're taking this psilocybin. You don't want it to interact with the impossible chitlins that's in your stomach. You don't want it to interact with, you know, the Soylent Green. You don't want it to interact with processed foods and whatnot. Not to say that your stomach is going to be completely empty. However, if you were to, you know, a fruit fast or a water fast, yeah, it's going to do you better. It's going to do you better. Don't smoke no cigarettes. Don't drink no alcohol. Try not to have no type of sex on some, like you a boxer, my nigga, like you are about to go for a prize fight. Who you think gonna win between Errol Spence and Shakur? Who y'all got between Spence, Errol Spencer and Shakur? The Arabs got a store called Zaza. I seen that. Somebody put it on. Somebody put it on Instagram, right next to the Galaxy Hotel. Whew. Remember the Galaxy Hotel? You know, remember the Galaxy Hotel? That's where all of the thoughts were starting back in the days. You in the building next month? Yeah, pull up. We're going to be there. Pull up. You said peyote could reveal you to you. Yeah, I haven't gotten that far. I haven't gotten that far with the peyote, my niggas. You say Spence, you say Shakur. It's definitely going to be a bang out. It's definitely going to be a bang out. They're going at it. Hopefully it's better than that shit that I saw last weekend with the young boy and the white boy. You know what I mean? Haney. I wasn't too impressed. But then I watched it back again and I was a little more impressed, because I was like, okay, this nigga got the sweet science. You know, he was surgically working on the boy. Lomo check. Lomo, right? Loma. You know. Mix dab oil in your blunt. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all got footwork. They all got a level of footwork, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, You mean Bud Crawford? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Spence versus Crawford. You know what I mean? Haney is ducking him. I think Haney said that he want Tank Davis. Said he wanted to take on Tank. Wait, Murder Mook got bodied. Murder Mook didn't do no bodying. I don't do edibles. They robbed Loma. Nah, you gotta beat the champ, bro. You can't beat the champ in a decision. You gotta put the champ down. And Loma wasn't the champ, right? You gotta beat him, fans. It has to be a clear fucking defeat. And even though what we saw, we thought that he got beat. When you watch it back, and you see what the fuck was really going down, you realize he didn't get beat. You know what I mean? Because of the body shots, the power hits, all of this shit that we don't really realize was going on. Homie knew what was going on. He didn't get robbed. It looked like maybe he got robbed, but like I said, I watched it again with commentary, and they was pausing shit. They was showing you the hits. You know what I mean? And it kind of made sense when I saw it. Haney is 23. He looks like he's 23. He's like a baby. You know what I'm talking about? He look like a baby. You know? Yeah, I agree. When you push somebody, you got to knock them out. All of that pushing niggas and you ain't knocking them out, fam. Niggas play too many video games. Like, that's smoke right there. Like, you know what I mean? He didn't bring it, you know, he should have ate his food. So I hope this next fight in July lives up to the hype. You know, I think they both gonna deliver. But yeah, that's about it for me, guys. You know what I mean? That's about it for me, guys. We will bring it back. Melanin Mondays. We will bring it back. I do have a special announcement. We do have our classes with our good brother, Chicago Crypto. He's a legend right now. He's buzzing in these streets. He did the high level appearance in Chicago. And he's lit right now. His whole city is on him right now. The city is buzzing. They wanna learn more from the good brother. So we are proud to announce that we have this good brother every Sunday on Patreon doing Solid Gold Sundays. All right, precious metals, crypto, and wealth building. You don't need me to sell this shit to you. Have you been paying attention to the stock market? Have you been seeing what the fuck is going on with different states adopting gold as legal tender and things of that nature? Do you see that we are currently entering back into a bull cycle? Huh? Yeah, shit is turning up. You know what I'm talking about? And if you know, you know. And if you know it's right, you would want to get on top of this shit right now. Get your funds and get your affairs in order. And the brother right here, everything that comes out of his mouth, he's not wasting any time. Every fucking bar, he's not wasting no bars. Everything that he's talking about, if you truly listen and apply, it has to do with leveling up. You know what I mean? It has to do with, you know, taking your fiat and turning it into something that you can't do with a regular bank. He talks about becoming your own bank. He talks about how you could basically take out loans against yourself, okay? Shit like that. So definitely sign up to the Patreon. Rainbow Opal is the tier. Rainbow Opal, the real rainbow. Roy G. Bibb, niggas. No offense. No offense to the upside down rainbows out there, but you know, Roy B. Jib or Roy G. Bibb. You know what I'm talking about? Rainbow Opal. We got to bring the rainbow back and not be afraid of that. Because people are like, oh, the rainbow people. No, that they not repping the rainbow. It's not the rainbow that they're representing. You have to clear that up. That's not the rainbow. You got the rainbow. That's not the rainbow. So, you know, just for clarity purpose, I'm not coming at y'all. I see y'all right now, which, you know what I mean? Y'all ready to read. I'm not coming at nobody. I'm just saying, you know, we just have to be clear with our, what shit that we're saying, you know? You got your gold backs and silver. Dope. You've been collecting. All right. So y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. You ignore a bully. It's all good. It's all good, man. Don't beat yourself up. It's a new window that's open. You know what I mean? Don't worry about what you missed out on. That you could do nothing about that. Look at what's in front of you, though. All signs are pointing that the money game that we were used to playing, it's been disrupted. You know what I mean? It's been disrupted. It's a new game in town. And we got to learn about this shit because we don't want to be behind the eight ball. And you damn sure don't want to be at the mercy of Europeans who's going to charge you an arm and a leg to teach you anything that they know. They're not giving it away for free. You're going to pay a premium. Okay. So with that being said, yeah, man, love and light to everybody. Y'all be safe out there with your picnics and your barbecues and your, you know, any of your social affairs that you get into this strong, you know, just have your head on swivel. You know what I'm talking about? It's still the retrograde. Niggas is still acting zesty out here. And, you know, they still tiptoeing around the tulips. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to be very mindful of that. Keep the goofies away from you. You know what I'm talking about? And avoid all conflicts. That part. I'm going to bring this back. I'm going to play this, not tonight, but I will be playing that. That's coming back. You know what I mean? I might play that on Sunday for our class with Chicago Crypto. I might play that. But yeah. I'm out, man. Y'all stay up, man. We're going to end it. We're going to put red opals on. Love and light to y'all. Peace.
Up in the Dumbo, smoking the gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah. Up in the jungle, coking the bundles. It's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hiding their hands. I'm riding in vans. Slide through your land. Hopping the sprinters.
Can y'all hear it? Y'all can hear the music? It's clear?
Up in the Dumbo, smoking the gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah. Up in the jungle, coking the bundles. It's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hiding their hands. I'm riding in vans, slide through your land. Hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. I spoke to my twin, I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tucking and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck up for breeze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds. Morris the fashion, horse we were smashing, kicking the door, waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion, eat on your food, the brother was fasting. Up in the Dumbo, smoking the gumbo. Few blocks before green, yeah. Up in the jungle, coking the bundles. It's history in the making. I'm popping like fish to the grease and the bacon. My bitch is Jamaican. United we stand, dividing these bands. They hiding their hands. I'm riding in vans, slide through your land. Hopping the sprinters. Tour of the underworld, popping the Minta. Land of the turtles, I'm popping that splinter. Watching the snowfall, dropping the winter. Dodging the pitfalls, watching this bitch fall. And I still manage like Rich Paul. The paper was calling, I had to go switch calls. spoke to my twin. I told my young boys I'd never be broken again. Invoking the gins, spitting the spirits, I'm soaking the gin. Your man's in the woods, we smoking on him. Fuck do you mean? We upping and squeeze, tuck it and leave, we leaving a stain. Fuck a Febreze, running the banks, causing a crash and feather the feds, Moorish the fashion, whores we was smashing, kicking the door, waving for force, it was blasting. Mother the gassing, loving the passion, eat on your food, the brother was fasting. The weapon that formed against me was me, perfected the storm as Bentley receipts. Washing the benches, we rinse and repeat. Sanctuary of self, I'm centered on me. Red as the pillar, I'm pushing the piece. Higher the level, I'm pushing the keys. They going for 19. The summer is mine, I'm going for 19. Thunder and lightning flooded the bright lane. The hunger was biting, hunger was biting.
You don't find